I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A new study shows how badly believers in Pakistan are suffering under COVID-19 restrictions. Jonathan is a Christian worker focused on Pakistan.
We knew this was happening, but nobody knew the scale at which this was happening. The average loss of income was 60-70% within Christian families. You imagine your income going down by 60-70% when you're just barely making it.
Pakistan is one of the world's worst persecutors of Christians, and there are only a few million believers in the country. Go to missionnews.org to send tangible help and ask the Lord to encourage his followers in Pakistan.
Pray for them to continue in their courageous witness for Christ. I see this as a powerful time of strengthening the church and strengthening it to be salt and light.
And maintaining peace between religious groups in Lebanon isn't easy, but that doesn't mean it's not worth the effort. In recent years, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary launched several peace-building initiatives. Chief Academic Officer Martin Akkad.
We understand that when Jesus invites us to be peacemakers and reconcilers, he's not just making a spiritualized statement. He's really inviting us to transform our societies.
Founded on biblical principles, these peace projects put Christ's commands in action. One initiative promotes discussion between Christian and Muslim communities. Leaders from both religions work in groups to explore themes related to friendship. Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can support these peace projects in Lebanon. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.